Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. What's happening in the Christian world? What's happening in the churches? By the thousands and thousands, there's a phenomenon that is going on in the United States of America that is very perplexing to those who are professing Christians. And it is quite a very devastating thing that is taking place, and yet hardly anyone hears anything about it. And they really don't understand the causes. They can analyze and say, this is a cause, that is a cause, that is another cause. But they never really get down to the true causes of why people are quitting church. Now, there's a book written by Julia Dewan on this very subject, Why People Are Quitting Church, with the subtitle, Why the Faithful Are Fleeing and What to Do About It. And I think it's very ironic after reading the whole book, though that she describes the problems, she really doesn't understand the cause. Isn't that phenomenal? What is the cause? Well, we'll see why. And the basic cause is really this. The truth is not being preached. The Bible is not being preached and made relevant to people's lives. As we will see, there are problems with the ministers and the teachers and the congregants. And there are problems, deep problems, in their teachings and doctrines that they have been so deceived over such a period of time that they don't even understand what's wrong. So have you quit church? Have you stopped going to church? Why did you quit? Was it personal problems you couldn't overcome? Was it because of the preachers, the teachers? Was it because the congregants were no different than the world? Was it because of moral laxitude on the part of the leaders? Why have people quit? Now, the magnitude of the problem is far greater than the political ramifications which we have experienced here within the past year concerning elections. Finally, the American people woke up, not entirely, but enough so they have their eyes open to see things. They are tired of the lies politically. Now the question remains, how many will really wake up to the problems of the lies from the pulpit? Because in the final analysis, as we go through and examine many of these causes, that is the number one problem. In the place where you expect truth and honesty, in the place where you expect that the minister or the priest is going to tell you the truth, in the place where you expect the scriptures to be taught, they only read certain portions of it. In the place where they should be making relevant today's world to you in understanding the prophecies and things that are going on, they have described the church as clueless, with a ministry that has a turnover of 50% every 3 years, and many of them just giving up because they themselves do not believe in God. And what they read out of the scriptures is so misapplied that people are not really learning how to cope spiritually in this world. Now, here's the basic reason. Instead of truth, they have partial truth and many lies. Now, just to give you a little clue, let's understand what Jesus said. Jesus told us when he began his ministry with the temptation of Satan the devil, the first thing he said was this: man, that's man or woman, shall not live by bread alone. That is food. But by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Now you think about that. Are you taught about every word of God? When you go to your Sunday keeping church? I want you to think about it, really. Or do you go to church and kind of feel a little helped, but it's kind of like a wound or a hurt where you really need some balm, and they give you a little salve on the surface. And you go home and you're the same as when you went. And by the time next Sunday rolls around, you're in the same old rut with the same old problems, with the same old difficulties, right? Do you know how many people are leaving church? It's estimated that between Protestants and Catholics, it's 78 million people are giving up on church. And they go to this church, and they go to that church, and they try this one, and they try that one. They try television evangelism. And one man said he gave up on all of it. He just took his Bible, and for 1 year, he studied the Psalms and the Bible, and he felt closer to God than when he went to church. And that's why Church at Home. And that's where you need to begin. And you need to set aside all of the things that you think you have learned and examine them one by one with the scriptures to see, is it every word of God? Now here is a heart and core. Here is something we've covered before, and you will hear it again and again on Church at Home. When a well-packaged web of lies, a whole doctrinal scheme, has been sold gradually to the masses over generations. Once a Catholic, always a Catholic. My folks were Catholic. My grandparents were Catholic. My whole family is Catholic. And we have nuns and priests by the dozens coming out of them. Over generations. The truth. That's what you're going to hear here. And some people are mad at me. I've already gotten emails saying, how dare you? How dare you teach keeping the commandments of God? And they do not even have a clue as to the true teachings of the Bible or some of the doctrines that they believe in. They don't have a clue that these are lies with a veneer of truth to make them look real. But a lie is still a lie. If you only tell half the truth, are you not lying? That's what's happened. Notice, the truth will seem utterly preposterous because they haven't heard it. They love their lies. And its speaker, a raving lunatic. Now, I've been accused of that. Because they love their lies, they love their traditions. But they won't strive to live by every word of God. Now let's come back here to Isaiah 29 and let's see something very interesting. And as we're going back to Isaiah 29, let's remember what Jesus said. He said, when the Son of Man comes, because Christ is going to return. And just as a sidebar, for all of those of you who believe in a rapture, it ain't a gonna happen, folks. because you believe the false doctrine of the immortality of the soul. And the scriptures are confused where it relates to the resurrection. Everybody thinks that it's the rapture. So if I go to a church where there's a rapture, when the tribulation comes, voila! Millions will be lifted up into heaven and you will avoid it. Hey, who wants to get martyred? Who wants to get killed? Why not believe this lie and accept it? Millions of books have been sold on the rapture, a lie. Millions of people believe that, but it's not true. Millions of people think they are saved and born again, and they don't have a clue as to what born again really means. Now, you can download that from our website. What do you mean born again, and what is meant born of God? You need to think about it. Let me just give you one clue on being born again. Jesus said, the one who is born again can go as the wind wherever it desires, and no one knows it or can see it. All right? What did Jesus do after he was resurrected? Walk through walls. Isn't that right? Appeared to the disciples, correct? Now then, if you are born again, you do that. And if you cannot do that, you're not born again. Just to give you a clue, born again means resurrected from the dead. Just like it said of Jesus, the firstborn from among the dead. So if you believed, oh, I had this wonderful born-again experience. Oh, I am saved, I am saved, hallelujah, I am saved. You are not. How dare you say that? Well, walk through a wall and prove it. If not, you've been deceived. Now let's come to Isaiah 29 and let's see how it is here. What has happened? Because of the way that Christianity is in the world today, so deceived. They keep the wrong day. They say Sunday. The Bible says it's a Sabbath, the last day of the week. They believe in Christmas and Easter and New Year's, which are all pagan holidays. They're not of God. No pope, no religious leader, because we're going to see in another segment, no man can command God what to do. So if you believe these lies to be true, you're commanding God to accept them. And God is saying, no way. Because there's something you need to understand about God. It's his way or the highway. You're going to come to God the way he says, in a repentant, humble attitude, believing the word of God, believing the truth of God, setting aside all of these lies and pagan things that you've been observing. Oh, well, the church teaches it. Hey, now, God's not in that church. You know, it's like this cowboy. He came to church dressed with his cowboy hat, and he had on his cowboy shirt, and he had on his string necktie and his Levi's and a clean shirt and his cowboy boots. So he goes into this church that's sophisticated and filled with people that are all properly dressed, and all of the women are dressed with their hats and their makeup and their perfume and all of these good things, and men are there with shirts and ties. Now, shirts and ties and being dressed right does not make you righteous. Oh, well, we need to appear before God in our very best, don't we? Well, what if you appear in your very best, but you haven't had your heart changed? Are you not then like the scribes and Pharisees that Jesus described as? You're whitewashed. You're just like tombs. You're beautiful on the outside, but within you're full of dead man's bones and rottenness. So the pastor came to this cowboy and said, I see you came to church. Yes, I did. Well, in this church, you're to dress properly when you come in on Sunday. Really? Yes. So I want you to go home and pray about this. When you come back next Sunday, I want to see you properly dressed. So the cowboy went home, prayed, asked God about it, came back the next Sunday, dressed the same way he was the first time, with his cowboy hat and his nice clean shirt and his string tie, his Levi's, and his cowboy boots. And the pastor was furious. And after services, he came up to him and he said, didn't I tell you that you should be properly dressed when you come here in this church? Did you pray about it like I asked you to? The cowboy said, yep. Well, what did the Lord tell you? The Lord said, he ain't been here in years. It's not what's on the outside, it's what's on the inside. Now, Isaiah 29 tells you exactly the heart and core of the problem. If you don't believe God, if you don't believe his word is the inspired truth of God, and if you do not believe that you have to obey God, you're going to be blinded. How's that? It's an automatic thing that happens. Let's read it. Isaiah 29, verse 9. Be stunned and amazed. Blind your eyes and be blind. They are drunk, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with drink. For the Lord has poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep and has closed your eyes. He has covered the prophets and your rulers and your seers. That's what's wrong with everything, politically, spiritually, economically, education. Every system in the world has been molded by the deception of Satan, the devil, and you are getting lies out of four corners of the mouth. Now let's continue on in Isaiah 29. This is a prophecy of what happens in any time, in any age, to any people who refuse to love God and keep his commandments. There's so much confusion in Protestantism, though they claim to use the Bible, and in Catholicism, where they follow their traditions and virtually reject the Bible, saying, well, we could teach the gospel of Jesus Christ without the Bible. Really? How can that be? If they claim that, need to ask the question, is it really of God? Or are they blinded? See, that's an automatic thing that happens. Whenever anyone rejects the word of God, blindness begins to come. And the more you reject, the more you set aside, the greater the blindness. And then another thing sets in, which is this. You think you're right, and yet somehow nothing seems to work right. There doesn't seem to be any answers. Well, we'll look at that. Now, verse 11. The vision of all has become to you like the words of a book that is sealed, which they give to one who is learned, saying, please read this. And he says, I cannot, for it's sealed. We don't know what this is. In Catholicism, you're told, don't read the Bible. You need a priest there to interpret it for you. Well, the Bible's not that hard to understand because you have to understand the simple things first. You leave the complicated things until you're well grounded into simple things, then you'll begin to understand. You don't need a priest. That's why church at home. Besides, who can trust a priest? In anything. Oh, they may speak nice words. Oh, they may be sweet. But they reject God because they keep Sunday. They reject God because they have the sacrifice of the Mass. Oh, how dare you say that? Because it's true. They don't know. God says an elder should be married. Catholicism says celibacy and virginity is a higher standard. Pray tell, why did God create sex then? That's a tradition of men. Just think. How many people's lives would have been spared child molestations by priests if they were married? Oh, but the church can't do that because of the tradition. Really? It just shows they don't believe God. Now, verse 12. And the book is delivered to him who is not learned, saying, please read this. And he says, I'm not learned. And that's where we are with the state of things. That's why people go to this church, go to that church. That's why long-time members in the church reach a certain point of stagnation and emptiness that they leave. And the phenomena is absolutely amazing. New people are coming into church because they want to try and find God. And others are going out the back door because they couldn't find God in the church that these people are now coming to try and find God. So they quit church and go home. And that's why we have church at home, to teach you from the Bible how you can find God. Now let's read it here. Verse 13. And the Lord said, because this people draw near to me with their mouth and with their lips honor me, but their worship of me is made up of the traditions of men learned by rote, and their fear toward me is taught by the commandments of men. That's why. So God responds to it. That's why people are leaving church. Here's what happens, verse 14. Therefore, behold, I will proceed to do again a marvelous work among his people, even a marvelous work and wonder, for the wisdom of the wise ones shall perish, and the wisdom of the intelligent ones shall vanish. Woe to those that go deep to hide their purpose from the Lord, and their works are in the dark. They say, who sees us? Who knows us? Isn't that an amazing thing? Oh, but come to church. See, one of the big problems is they analyze the churched, that is those who attend church, and the unchurched, that is those who don't attend church. So their goal is to get in the unchurched. That's purely the works of men. God's goal is to repent and be baptized, and to find God, converted, not churched. So I want you to get this book. You go to our website, cbcg.org, and I want you to order this book free. We will send it to you. You need this to understand how absolutely overwhelming the deception has been on the Christian world. Now, we've got a series that we've done, how the Christian world has become deceived. And you need to understand that a lot of the things that you have accepted and practice and think are Christian are not. Now, a lot of people don't like the skull. Well, you better get over being afraid, because this symbolizes the the truth and commandments of God, and this symbolizes the way of man under Satan the devil, that the way of truth is evil spoken of, and that there is a way that seems right to a man, and the ends thereof are the ways of death. Hence, the skull. Do you want life, or do you want death? The churches are dying. Where will you go? How will you find God? That's what Church at Home is all about. So thank you for inviting me into your home. I hope this helps you to understand the truth of the Word of God. I hope it helps you to open up your eyes and begin to ask questions and understand what the Word of God really is. We are living in difficult and terrible times, and there is no time to waste to find out, to answer those questions for your life personally, because God is going to hold each one of us accountable. So this is Fred Calder saying, thank you for inviting me into your home. Please visit our website, cbcg.org, so you can order this book, and we have many in-depth series of sermons and things on that website for those of you who want to study in-depth in the Bible. We have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of sermons and other things there available for you. So until next time, this is Fred Calder saying, so long, everyone.